Michelle, I'm drinking a bottle of Zombie Zin.
Are you really?
Well, I'm not drinking from the bottle. I'm drinking a glass of it. There's a hunger in my heart, a hunger in my soul for you.
It grows and it grows and it feeds me like it's never fed me before.
My sister-in-law gave it to me for my birthday. It's wine, Zinfandel.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Zombie Zinfandel.
Well.
This is a West Coast Project podcast for that television show, The Affair. What number, Michelle? 204.
Yep.
And this is West Coast Project. My name is Mike.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're here for The Affair. So, Michelle, this show is starting to lose it, I think.
What do you mean?
Starting to get shitty.
I'm afraid that you're comparing it, you know, because we're kind of doing these episodes back to back with this and Fargo. And Fargo is just so different than The Affair. But I love The Affair. I love it. I can watch it. This one really ticked me off. I was mad. But I can watch it and I can enjoy the show. And of course I love Fargo. Fargo is fabulous, but it takes a little bit of work. It's I hate to say smarter, but I think maybe it's a little smarter. Anyway, tell me what you mean by you think it's not good.
It's kind of overcooked. I said this last time with Whitney. Now it's Helen. Helen's overcooked with this stupid drunken whatever she took in that pill from the jewelry box. You don't have to be that wasted, man. She could be a little wasted. The cop could, you know, see her a little wasted and the kids with the bump on the head, and she could have gotten in trouble. She didn't have to be the goofy, slobbering drunk that she was.
That was kind of over the top. Of course, half of it was her story and half of it was Noah's story. And in Noah's story, she was crazy.
Well, make them both smart. You know, Whitney could have been a smarter adolescent, angry kid than she was last episode. She was just way over the top. She was too over the top. Even for whomever's perspective it was, she should have been a little bit more toned down and angry. I don't know.
Maybe.
All right, well, part one is Helen, and it's the courtroom scene. Helen's attorney, Gottlieb or Gottlieb?
I have Gottlieb.
With an F.
With an F,
Is ripping Noah. And previously, if we remember from an earlier flashback, he was helping Noah, or gonna help Noah. But for different trials, right? Different court cases.
Yeah, this is the divorce.
Yeah, so he's ripping Noah. Noah, you live in a crappy house 60 miles from the city. We all know you're with Allison, your paramour. You use the word paramour, Michelle, in your daily conversations with people?
At least once a day, don't you? Doesn't everybody?
I never use it.
Me either.
And the attorney, Gottlieb, wants to get the judge to allow visitation, but not custody. No campouts, Michelle. We don't want campouts at Cold River.
Right.
And now this judge somehow automatically turns into an attorney and catches on that Helen lives in a brownstone in Park Slope in New York in a $3 million building. And automatically he's like an attorney for Noah. What the hell happened there? That was stupid.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. I've never been introduced in a court system that way, so I can't imagine it. But Gottlieb was telling the judge that not only was he living with Allison, with Miss Bailey, but he also, even though he's not evidently supporting his kids anyway, because how could he? He's got no money. But he also bought her a diamond ring. And so I think that was part, you know, like he was pointing that out. So having said all that, if the guy has enough money to go buy somebody a diamond ring, and then the judge is going to, like, say, I was livid for Helen this whole time. I was just so mad for her, and I was so mad at Noah this whole episode.
Well, Michelle, our super fan Jane, or maybe she's a super fan of the show, but she gives us a lot of good tweets and connects with us. She reminded us that Noah not only got an advance, but he got somehow, somewhere, we'd learned in the past, and when she said it, it reminded me that Noah got a TV show made, or a movie made from his book.
Right, that was the last episode of season one, right when he was getting arrested, right beforehand he was talking about that the next day he had to go do something about the movie that was being made about his book, correct?
So that does seem to lock in the fact that makes it true that Noah is about to get a lot of money, maybe more than we can even imagine, more than the $400,000.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was a good catch by our friend Jane.
Yeah, she's smart.
But this judge, this is not cool that the judge is like partisan. He's starting to take a side and proving a case for the defendant that, Helen's rich. She lives in a big brownstone, $3 million building. The kids go to private school. And Helen's attorney calls the judge a Bolshevik. Meaning that he's like communist, I guess. You're rich, you got to give some of your money to the lesser wealthy people, and everybody's got to be even.
Yeah, but I mean, Noah left her. I mean, I've been saying this to everybody who'll listen to me for 2 days. Noah left her and took off with this woman, and then he's supposed to be entitled to stuff?
That has nothing to... Yeah, of course. That's the way... Well, first of all, that's the way a communist would view it. But also, that's kind of the way our courts work. If you get a divorce, your wealth, your shared wealth is split evenly.
Okay, but this wasn't shared wealth. This is wealth that she had prior, right? It was a trust, number one. And number two, if Noah has any kind of... I don't know. They've shown him a couple times. It's like he's money hungry, you know? They've shown this a couple times, just little tiny twinges of stuff. But if you have any kind of dignity or self-respect and you want to leave your wife and your four kids, walk away and don't
try
to
get anything.
Where is the evidence?
Where have they shown Noah being money hungry?
Well, he asks Allison if she is going to sell her beach home. Remember in the cabin just a couple episodes ago, he's like, you know, we're going to be destitute. Have you thought about selling your home? You know, I mean, it just feels like he's almost in it for the money a couple times.
I thought that was Cole asking Allison to
do it. No, that was, I promise. That
well,
was
that,
Noah.
Well, Cole did ask her to sell it because his mother was living in poverty now.
Scotty asked Cole to sell it.
Okay.
Cole didn't ask her to sell it. But Noah asked her to sell it. And she's like, he's like, are you thinking about selling your home? What are you going to do with it? You know, and she's like, no.
And well, that doesn't mean he's money hungry. That just means if she's going to be with him, then maybe they're out of money.
Look, I don't like Noah right now. I don't like him. I think he's just
I don't care if you like him or you love him. What he said has got meaning behind it. And I don't think it means he's money hungry. He doesn't wear super nice clothes and he doesn't drive a nice car. He's surviving.
Yeah, he is. But, I mean, he's going to ask Allison now to sell her home to support them. I don't know. I just didn't like it. Left a bad taste in my mouth.
All right. Well, Helen's mad that the lawyer Gottlieb used the word paramour so much. She would have rather he used the word cunt to call Allison. All right, we get a text from Whitney. Newsflash, Michelle from Tennessee. She hates Grandma. Doesn't want to stay with her. Doesn't want to live with her. Doesn't want to be with her.
Yeah.
And then we see a scene with Helen and fancy-haired Grandma. Her short orange hair. Why do women think that looks good?
What's that? Colored
short orange hair.
I don't know. I mean, it might look good. Come on, Margaret fixed herself up. And it was kind of like a play on Helen, too. I don't know if you noticed or not. But, I mean, Helen, her gray was showing. I mean, she was, like, really, you know, she's sitting in court. It was the first thing I noticed, that temple gray hair, you know. So, I think it was just a old age, you know, you're aging. I don't know.
Well, proving that you're wrong, or that you're right and I'm wrong once again, Michelle, Helen tells Grandma, I'm just going to call her Grandma,
Margaret,
that Noah wants money.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does. He was smirking when the judge said that. He's
that doesn't make you money hungry. That, if you're broke and you need money, that's one thing. If you're money hungry, he doesn't display like his need to appear wealthy. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
He just needs money. He's needy. He's definitely needy. But Helen tells Grandma that he wants money for whatever, survival, I guess, or to get the kids or. Okay. Grandma doesn't know where Daddy is now. What's Daddy's name? Grandma?
Bruce. It's Bruce. Margaret Bruce, yeah.
All right. It's Grandma and Daddy to me. And it seems to me, in watching this, Michelle, that this is the first time Helen has heard of this. Did you get the same take?
Absolutely. She doesn't know that Bruce has taken off with one of his old students. And I think that's the first time we heard that it was one of his old students. We might have heard it before.
Is that that slut that went to Spain with him?
Went to what?
Spain with him, Barcelona.
Yeah, I think so.
Scandalous.
It's scandalous.
All right, Grandma takes off now with Whitney to somewhere she's paid her to go with her.
Yeah, but Helen goes in and she pours herself some wine, and then Grandma starts, you know, she's upset, and she said, I can't call him to come Friday because I don't know where he is. Last I heard, he was here. And Helen hands her wine. So that was like a little moment between them, like a little shared thing. Okay, so Dad left Mom, my husband's left me. It's pretty wild.
All right, Michelle, I think you should pour yourself some wine.
Okay.
Take a drink.
Okay.
What are you drinking tonight?
Cab, I think.
Well, what kind?
I don't, Naked Grape.
Yeah, from?
From?
From where in the world?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's from California. I don't know where Naked Grape's from.
Could be from anywhere.
Is it?
I'm drinking Zombies Inn from California, but it doesn't say where. At least it's too dark for me to read.
Well, we can't all be that cool. You should make a picture of it, your bottle.
Take a picture?
You should take a picture of your bottle.
All right. Well, let's get back to our more sober task here at hand, Michelle. Max shows up for a one-hour sex date with Helen.
He does.
Now, this is Helen's perspective, this part one. Max looks good, Michelle. I think he looks really good. And Helen looks like crap, by the way. This whole part one of episode four, she's looked kind of crappy.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks rough.
In her perspective. Now she gets a present from Max and she opens it up in the unicorn bag and it's tickets, Michelle, to Buenos Aires for a week.
It is. Yep.
And Helen hates it. Right away, right on her face, she's like, oh, thanks, Max.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you think that's a little presumptuous, maybe?
Well, Bruce just did it with that girl that he took to Barcelona.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But I mean, you know, I thought the lilies were a nice gift. But the assuming I'm going to be able to go away over the holidays and leave my kids somewhere that I don't know where for a week, and you've already scheduled it and you didn't even ask. I don't know. Particularly with Max, I don't know.
Well, of course you're right. It is presumptuous, but that's Max's game. He just doesn't care what she thinks. He's like, he's going to be bold and showy and glitzy.
Yep.
But Helen hates it. At least I'll give Max credit for picking up on the fact that she's not happy. He knows right away she's not happy.
Oh, yeah.
And he admits to her that he gave Noah $50,000, which is news. I guess he doesn't admit it to her. He tells it to her for the first time. It's news to Helen. She didn't know this.
Why do you think that upset her so bad? I don't blame her for being upset, but why do you think that upset her so bad?
You know, I think in the deep, dark recesses of my heart, I think Helen wants to stay with Noah. And and anybody accelerating their separation is looked upon darkly by Helen. And Max is doing that for this very reason, to help them get separated more quickly.
Sure. I wasn't sure if it were for that reason or if she'd just gotten out of court. And I wasn't sure if maybe the way the court went and she feels like Noah wants her money, and then she just finds out that he's just gotten this big chunk of money that, you know, a lot of people could live on for a good little while. And, you know, and he's still going after her money.
Well, that's true. He needs Helen less if he has money from Max. But Max is doing everything wrong here. Max is just a dork. Helen tells Max that, I just can't do this, Max. This is too confusing. It's too fast. And poor Max, he's heartbroken again.
He is, but he gets mean.
Well, that's what you do. You strike back. No one can make you happy. No one can make you happy, you old battle axe.
That is kind of what he said. Yeah. That was cold, though. Helen's had a bad day.
Well, she's going to get drunk and feel better. She starts singing drunkenly.
Oh, my gosh, that song. That's now me and the girls. That's the Brock Women song. We went around singing that song. We sang it this afternoon. That song is fabulous. I'm sorry?
What is that song?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'll find out in just a second. But it's great. It's kind of country and twangy, so it fits with my, you know, accent.
Imagine Tennessee girls liking that.
Oh, it's so funny. We were all four of us were singing it today.
But Helen needs this time alone, Michelle, badly. This is exactly what she needs. Just left alone and figure this shit out for a while by herself. She doesn't need Max taking her to frickin' Buenos Aires.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely. Lucinda Williams. It's called Change the Locks. That's the song.
I thought for sure Noah was going to come by when she was flouncing around in her black garters and sexy looking underwear. I thought for sure Noah was going to come by and, like, pick up a typewriter ribbon or something stupid and start getting attracted to her. I think there's a reattachment of Noah and Helen somewhere in the future.
You think?
Yep, even if it's a drunken one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not convinced yet, but maybe.
All right, next, Helen takes the largest pill ever seen on television in a
It was that pot lozenge that Max had slipped her at that benefit.
Yeah, at first I thought it was some giant ruby ring that she's like, "Well, if Grandma wanted me to wear this, I'm never going to." She just swallowed it. I forgot about the pot lozenge.
Yeah.
It looked like, because it was in a little bag, it didn't look like a thing you would consume.
But she's sitting there and she's looking in the mirror, you know, and she like pulls out like one gray hair, you know, sitting there and she's looking at it. And I love Helen, love her, but come on, you know, that's not how you handle gray like that, you know. And of course she goes on, but you can't pull out that kind of gray.
She goes to her store now with a thermos of wine. That had to be a thermos of wine. You know, it wasn't like cold water.
That's exactly what I thought.
Or maybe vodka. It might have been vodka. But this is the store where we haven't made a profit in 2 years, she kind of sarcastically tells the clerk.
Okay, do you think she's worried about money now? Or do you think she's just mad? Because, I mean, the family's got plenty of money, right?
Yeah, she's not going to be hurting. She's never been worried about money her whole life.
Okay.
This store is like a side project for her.
Right.
It's not income. It hasn't made a profit. She's thrown more money into it every day that she's had it. It's a loss center.
Yeah.
But besides, Michelle, this is the kind of store that has zero products that anyone really needs. It's got crap in it. It's got the oil and vinegar salad mixing device.
Yeah, the cruets. Yeah.
You don't need that.
No.
Name one thing in that store that you need.
You don't need that. It pours just as easily out of the bottle as it does out of that thing, right?
Right. And doesn't the hipster bitch even say that?
I think she says she uses bottled dressing or something, but...
Well, she's smart. Oh, don't come in the door, you hipster bitch, if you don't want to buy anything fancy.
Yeah, she called her bow tie. She was like... I mean, that was really the way to chase somebody out. And what was so bad about that was the girl behind the counter called her by name. So this was either one of her friends or maybe a regular customer. So that wasn't good.
What was her name? Do you remember?
Anita, maybe. Maybe not, though. I don't know.
All right. She goes to get her hair done now at the hair salon. She's too old for this shop that she's in, this hair salon. All the other girls in there are young. She tells the hairdresser that she was in court alone and had no friends for support. And it's just pity time. Pity time for Helen.
Okay, I don't think everybody in there was actually that young. I think she was just seeing everybody being young around her. You know how you like... It was just like a visualization for her. Because, I mean, the girl doing her hair wasn't particularly young, right? So... I don't know.
Well, Michelle, in my hair salon, I'm never the youngest.
Are you? Well, that's always a good way to handle it.
But it's just pity time. She's just feeling sorry for herself. She looks in the mirror and sees Grandma instead of herself. She sees Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then she gets a call from Trevor or Stacy or one of them or both of them, and she's picked the wrong day. She's messed up the days. It's her day to get the kids, not Noah's day. Or right. Whoever the kids were supposed to be with.
Yeah, it was Noah.
Now, Michelle, tell us, as a girl, what's going to happen to her hair if she runs out and leaves that bleach in it like that?
It is not going to be good. It's going to turn it completely and totally... I've never bleached my hair. I have dark hair. But it turns it completely and totally white.
Like Daenerys Targaryen white?
Yes.
Silver?
Yes, white, snow white, it would. Or, you know, depending on other colors, maybe yellow or something.
So we have that to look forward to in 205, huh?
Yeah, wait and see.
But only white in certain spots, not the whole thing?
Wherever it was foiled, you take a little bit of hair and you put the color, the bleach on it, and then you wrap it up in the foil. So the little pieces of hair that are wrapped up in that foil.
Why do you only do part of your hair?
That's what causes it to have the streaks of, like, you know, you only leave it in for a little while and it just makes it a little bit lighter. So it's like highlights in your hair.
So next episode, if she's not like totally white and black striped, we're going to have been fooled. We're going to be jobbed by this show, right? Because that's what it should look like.
She pulls one out in jail and it's white. So okay. It's going to be white.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, yeah.
She runs to her van and gets the kids, and she does look insane in front of a lot of people.
Why would she do that, other than the fact that she was just stoned, right?
And
she
that's why. Why do you
because
think?
Because why wouldn't she just send an Uber for them, or even a taxi or something?
Because then we wouldn't have this drama of her going to jail.
She needed to wash the stuff out of her hair and get somebody to... you know, bring the kids to her. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, the kids had a cell phone, right? They called her. Why don't they
did, or they borrowed somebody.
Or she just says, kids, get in a cab and take it to 123 Hair Salon Street and meet me, and I'll pay for the cab.
Right. Or you know, I mean, you know, here we don't hail a cab. We call a cab, but you could just call, you know, get a hold of a cab, send them to your kids, sit right there. The cab's coming for you, and they're going to bring you right back to me. I mean, you know, that was ridiculous. Now, in her defense, she did, at least with this stuff in her hair, which made her look crazy, she did try to get a cab, but she couldn't. She couldn't catch one. She sees her van, and she thinks, okay, I'm just going to go get the kids. That was a horrible idea.
Well, she gets in trouble for handicapped parking. She backs up into another car. Stacy gets hurt. She looks wasted to the cop, but still Michelle from Tennessee. I don't think he can look in her bag like that. He looks in her bag and notices something, and then she's suspect, and he wants to see what the rest of the contents of her bag is. And, of course, she assaults the cop with a ninja assassin move.
No, she did not. That was. And what about the way Trevor was acting?
Well, he wasn't very helpful.
He was awful. What's up with that?
He just wants police to be able to search and seize things that they feel are a threat to society.
I mean, he's yanking stuff from his mom, and he, you know,
later on... He's mad at her. He's angry.
He's angry at everybody. Later on, he won't get off the trampoline for his dad. I mean, he's just, like, being horrible.
Well, Noah shows up, Helen goes to jail and listens to the ranting of lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to part two, Noah.
Yep.
Part two, Noah. His attorney now pumps up Noah's value as a father. So where we saw in part one, Noah getting ripped, this time his attorney is...
Was speaking, right.
Promoting him as a father.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge picks up on the housing and his roommate this time. This time it's picking on Noah for, you live in this crappy dump with a roommate? Allison Bailey is your roommate? And Noah says, well, she'll leave when the kids come. Not a very good plan. Not a very good argument in court, Michelle.
Well, he says he plans to get an apartment, and the judge says, and you're going to live alone. And he says, his attorney says yes, and he kind of, he's like, you have to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth. And so he says, no, you know, Allison's going to be there when the kids aren't. He said, I hope to have my kids half the time, and she won't be there then, but she'll be there the rest of the time.
Well, that's a stupid argument. It's a stupid way to present your case. Like, I'm going to live with somebody I know I shouldn't really be living with her, so she's going to leave when the kids come. It's not a very smart way to present your case.
No, it's not.
Even if it's the truth. Right. He should just say, well, if it's better for my situation, I will agree that I won't have Allison live there.
Well, then, the judge absolutely said it couldn't happen.
Well, yeah, after he tries to say, I'll have her live there only when they're not there. And then when they come, it's stupid. It's stupid. It's bad strategy on Noah's part. So the judge rips him, says, dude, give your kids the attention, not Allison. So my court order to you is no Allison.
Right. Well, and with the kids, he can't court order.
Well, no kid. Yeah, if you have Allison, you're not going to get awarded the kids. And then he suggests Prospect Park residence that's acceptable for both. So pretty much telling Noah, I think, by my lack of New York geography, just get somewhere close where you can live, the kids can get to easily. No Allison, just be a dad to these kids.
Right.
And a new court date, if you don't work this out and find this acceptable place, is whatever he sets a court date.
All right,
so Noah goes immediately from there to go to see Allison in the restaurant.
Yep.
And she greets him happily, Michelle.
Yep.
She's reporting on Rita the realtor.
Yeah.
Who has helped her look at apartments, and Allison's all chipper and excited about this apartment, and Noah reports to her the unfortunate court proceedings that they can't live together. Whitney has told Helen everything. This got back to people on Helen's side, and she told the court, and blah. So Whitney kind of blew the lid off this whole thing.
Right.
And here's where Allison goes back into little girl mode, which she's done a number of times previously.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? I need you. Like, come on, man. Do we have to see this so much little girl mode coming from Allison?
Yeah, you call it little girl mode. I call this just selfish. You know, she even says, why don't you just give Helen what she wants and you can see the kids on the weekends? Meaning, just forget it. You know, live with me. Pick me over your children.
Right. Well, that's more... I mean, I get that. It's pretty selfish of her, but don't stop with the what am I supposed to do? Where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to sleep?
Well,
come on, man, you're 38 years old, not six.
I don't think she... I mean, she knew where she was going to be, and he even said that. Noah even said that. He said, you'll stay essentially at the cabin because you're helping... what's her name? She's her assistant.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, I can't remember. And, Yvonne. And he said, so you'll be there and we'll visit. And she's like, but we've waited all this time to be together. What time have they waited? I mean, how much time has even passed? I thought it was selfish.
Well, Helen calls him about the car event now, the car police parking space event. Mm-hmm. And Noah rushes over and immediately opens Stacy's bandage, Michelle, like a dope. He peels her bandage off her forehead. Right. Let me look at that blood under there, honey. What the hell?
And it was a cut in Noah's version, like a big cut, like a cut that might need some, you know, attention. And in Helen's, it was a bump.
It was a bruise, yeah.
Yeah, but it was worse. Different.
The right. bruise looked worse than the cut.
Yeah, but, you know, little girl, I mean, you don't want, like, a cut on her face. That's bad.
Yeah, but you also don't want a concussion and a big knot on your forehead.
Well, yeah.
All right, so Helen now drunkenly reports their marriage status to everyone who will listen. Cops, paramedics, bystanders. Noah takes the kids and the rocket ship home to the
She's acting ridiculous here. I agree with you in this one particularly. The dancing, the getting drunk in her apartment and all that, I could see. I could even see being a smart aleck to somebody in your store just because you're having a bad day maybe or whatever. Of course, you shouldn't. Then it got a little more bizarre with her, you know, confessing everything to her hairstylist and then running out the door with the tin still in her hair. But in Noah's story, she's just ridiculous. She's so out of it.
Well, Noah takes the kids home and finds the sexy undies everywhere.
That weren't there, remember? Because she didn't do anything with Max.
Well, where did those underwear come from, Michelle?
Well, when she was putting away laundry, it wasn't underwear on the steps. Or if it was, they were like plain underwear. So it wasn't what Noah saw. And then up in her room, remember when she was drinking wine alone and singing? She was alone and she set the wine glass down. There was two wine glasses in Noah's story.
Michelle, there were signs of partying, clear signs of partying in that room.
Yeah, in Noah's story. And there were roses. And roses are not lilies. Max brought her lilies, not roses.
Do you deny that there were underwear on the stairs?
I think it was.
Answer the question.
Okay, there was definitely underwear in Noah's story.
Allegedly. All right, Martin, the older son, sees Noah and asks if they're staying together. I guess Martin, meaning Noah and Allison.
Oh, or, I thought he asked if they were staying, if Noah was staying there with them till their mom.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. If Noah's going to stay at the house.
Right.
And Noah says, nope, we're getting out of here, and takes them somewhere else to his sister's?
Yeah.
Nina's house? His sister?
That was it, yeah.
All right, Michelle, and then we get to see Uncle Tio Salamanca is there.
I know. And he spoke.
Hell is he doing at Nina's house?
Well, he had to go somewhere.
That bastard is everywhere. Judge ain't going to like him staying with Tio Salamanca.
Well.
Mexican cartel chief is, he's not going to want the kids around him.
Yeah, but no, that's Noah's dad. This is Breaking Bad in place of... Everybody might not have seen Breaking Bad.
Uncle Tio is Noah's dad.
He is.
And he has some story about how his wife left him for a woman. Did I hear that right?
No. He said on his wife's 50th birthday, evidently his wife was ill. And he said, and it had already gotten bad with her. She had braces and a wheelchair. And so on my 50th birthday, she gifted me with some blonde woman. And he said, and I told her no, because I loved her.
So it was Tuco's wife who left him for a woman.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Just kidding. Tuco is Tio's uncle or nephew. So, yeah. Never mind. Forget the Breaking Bad jokes. It's just bad. It's bad humor. So Nina offers him whiskey, and Noah tells her about Helen, the pot and the purse, the police, the whole thing. Noah, Michelle, now appears to have the legal advantage because of this mishap with Helen.
Sure.
And I thought it was funny that he was talking about how he has the legal advantage as he sips his whiskey. I swear to God, I thought he was going to go straight from there out into his car with the kids and get caught by the cops with whiskey.
Well, I mean, he did get straight in his car and drive away. And the only difference is he didn't get caught. That's what I'm saying. I was infuriated with him just the whole time. His priorities are so screwed up, and he's not interested in anything but winning this.
I guess you're only one mistake away from getting caught. Everybody that does it, you know, 98% of the time you get away with it, and sometimes you get caught by.
And also.
So he's no different. The point is, he's no different from Helen. He's exactly the same as her.
Yeah, but he's kind of is different. He's kind of worse because Helen got caught because she's so nice. Somebody comes up, knocks on her window, and they're like, my wife needs this parking spot to, she's on a walker. And so Helen's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me get out of your way really quick. I'm so sorry. And she throws the car in reverse. That's what got Helen in trouble. Noah is just pissed off and just takes off because, come on, Nina is giving him really good advice. She is like the voice of reason here. She doesn't particularly like Helen, and she pointed it out. But she's trying to be logical and give him good advice for his kids. And he drives off like a hothead. And that's a completely different situation, I think.
He does get good advice from Nina. She says, let the kids have what's best for them, their mother. And that she's angry. Nina's angry that she doesn't get everything she wants. She wants to live with Brad Pitt. But he wants nothing to do with her.
Right. I mean, you know, she's in love with Brad Pitt.
So before he leaves, Uncle Tio says, offer my apologies to Helen. And then they go driving off into the night. Yep. Now, Michelle, they go to the fabulous Comfort Castle hotel room. The best New Jersey in Jersey City has to offer. Okay. So this place is a dump. Martin locks himself into the bathroom with abdominal pains.
Yeah.
Which sounds like his appendix has exploded, but apparently he just has to poop or something.
Well, he's had the stomach pains, remember? This is what Helen and what Margaret was talking about, and Helen to Noah before, how he's been, ever since Noah's been gone, he's been experiencing stomach pains and he won't eat, and that's why he was going to the psychiatrist when Noah wanted to take him to a ball game or whatever.
So Allison happens to call during this crisis and offers diagnosis or whatever that was, press his stomach or something.
Yeah, she's getting him to look for appendicitis, it sounded like.
So Noah leaves him alone, which seemed bad. That was exactly what Allison did with Gabriel, and he secondary drowned.
Right.
Leave him alone, he'll be fine. But it turns out everything is fine. They just all fall asleep. And I guess Allison gets back on the phone with Noah, or he gets back on the phone with her?
He calls her once everybody's asleep, and he says, hey, sorry, you know. Everybody's asleep now. Everything's okay.
And Allison shows up at the hotel at the castle with his favorite beer.
Yeah, she's outside. Yeah.
And then she says, what's going to happen to us?
And she's not supposed to be there around those kids.
Well, she works there. She works the Comfort Castle route, the parking lot.
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, we go to the courtroom, and the final scene, Michelle from Tennessee. The attorney now, Gottlieb, is on Noah's side, as we remembered him in the original, from the jail cell, I guess.
Sure.
It's a different judge, though. It's a different trial. It's the real trial, the important trial. Not that custody's not important, but
sure.
This is criminal time. This is jail time.
Right.
We see the prosecution offers a plea to Noah. Of criminally negligent homicide, 1 to 3 years in jail. And the judge is not going to allow a new venue, that the trial will be there in 4 months.
The prosecution was kind of a smart aleck. I mean, in a smaller community like that, I think everybody would know, right? They would know about one of their own getting killed like that, getting run over. And particularly with Noah's book and the notoriety it got, and now that we know how big of a deal Noah's book was, and they even pointed that out in this one too, that the book had to be reordered 3 times from the local bookstore. It had sold out so fast. And the prosecution says, but, what did she say? She said, there's a million people or how many ever. And she goes, I'm sure we can find 12 who've not read your book. But it's not just about who's not read the book, you know, it's about the stories they've heard and the preconceived notions that they've formed in their mind over what's happened and the people that they've talked to and talked with and stuff. So I was surprised.
Yeah, you're right. It's snarky. She's snarky. She knows she's won a big victory by having this trial being held in Montauk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of it. End of 204.
Yep.
So Michelle, are you, you're still hot on this series?
Yeah, I still love it. I love it.
What do you think's going to happen? Max is out now. What's Max? You think Max will have a hot romance with Jane? What's Max going to do?
I don't know. I really doubt we've seen the end of Max. I don't see that being the end of him. I think that story of her with of Helen with him was there for a reason. I don't know. Maybe he comes in and saves Helen from everything that she's going through now, some way. I don't know.
Well, we have to see the anger of Noah with Max, because we haven't seen Noah and Max after Noah knows that Max has been with Helen.
Right. Well, he doesn't know yet, though.
I know, but he will at one point. But Noah, but Max, sorry, Helen won't ever need Max. She won't ever need his money. So
no, not his money, but maybe if he just comes in and kind of, I don't know, fixes everything, straightens everything up or something. I don't know.
How's he going to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I just, Helen feels really alone. And, you know, she pointed that out to the hairdresser. So, I don't know. I don't know. We're either going to see Max in a very supportive role, which we've already seen him in, so we may not. Or we're going to see him, I think, in a really unsupportive role, and I don't know which way that's going to go. But next week we see Allison, who's really upset because Noah hadn't wanted to read the book, and she did read the book, and evidently the book said something to the effect of she was sex, no marriage could survive her, talking about her.
Well, that's a compliment.
No, it's, I don't think Allison took it that way.
So you think it's going to go 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4 all the way through?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that that's what this next one does? Is it 3 and 4?
I do not know. I just know that it was Allison. I just saw Allison.
Okay. You didn't see part 3, Allison?
No.
All right. What do you think is going to happen to Uncle Tio?
I doubt we see him anymore, but it was really neat to see him. That was pretty cool.
It was weird that he was, like, in the same position in his chair as he was in his wheelchair in Breaking Bad.
I know. I kept waiting on a bell, you know?
Same look on his face, you know, same almost paralyzed. He wasn't moving around very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that was on purpose or what.
I don't either, but that was great.
Or old Mark Margolis is just in that bad of a shape. Do you think Noah and Allison are going to stay together through the end?
I don't know. I don't know if they will. No, everything in me says no. You know, they didn't come together under good circumstances. All the stuff that they've got between them, all the mess that that Noah's left in his wake, everything about that screams this is not going to work out. But
it's interesting that the whole Cole of the four people, the Cole angle of it, has really faded really far into the background. I don't really care what Cole does. I don't care much about his relationship. I don't really care much about Scotty at all or the family. Right. But the three, it's Noah, Allison, and Helen are the important ones.
Yeah, I think they're going to show us Cole next time, too, because I think we're going to see Cole maybe meeting the girl that he ends up marrying. And I don't know why I think that's who he's meeting, but he's meeting some girl.
But
so,
why? Well, who even cares about that?
Well, I guess we'll have to see if it relates in some way to what's going on and if it has something to do with Because Cole says something about Scotty to her. So maybe it has something to do with his relationship with Scotty, his brother. I don't know. I mean, I'm just theorizing.
The only important things, I think, are will Noah and Allison stay together? And where does Helen fit in? What happens to Helen? Not even if Noah goes to jail. I mean, that seems unimportant.
I think it's important if Noah did what he's being accused of doing. And like I said, I mean, I said in episode one, I think it's going to be Cole that has something to do with Scotty's death and not Noah, which will make Cole relevant again if they did.
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care who killed Scotty.
So what do you want? What would be your ideal?
I would like to see Noah and Helen get back together. Allison's young and pretty. She'll go off on her own and solve her own problems. And I mean, she's kind of a loner anyway. But they have a family. Helen and Noah have a family that could benefit by them staying together. And Allison and Noah are just doomed. There's not a good ending for them.
I think Helen hates him now. I don't know if that can work. Noah, I don't know. She told Gottlieb that she hates him.
But she brought Gottlieb to his rescue.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, because that did happen later.
And she has those sexy undies everywhere.
Okay, those were not what she had. That was not. I don't know that that was meant to portray her being sexy. That was just like panties with
sloppy.
No, but panties, like, it looked like with maybe pantyhose pulled up on top of them or something.
See, I don't like that. I don't like that it's different. How could it be different?
It can't be different. So somebody's lying, and I want to know who.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like it being the same scene, but a little bit different interpretation of it. Like, she's angry. No, she really was happy. That's okay, but to the material facts being different, I don't like that.
Right, because, I mean, you know, roses or lilies, really? That's not the same. Panties or no panties, one or two wine glasses, that's important stuff.
All right, Michelle, how do people reach you if they need the answers to these specific questions?
On Twitter, @MichelleFromTN.
And I'm @ScathingTweets, but don't tweet me, tweet Michelle from TN for those probing questions that you have. I'm Michelle. See you next week on 205 at West Coast Project for the affair feed.
See you then, Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a hunger in my heart, a hunger in my soul for you. And it grows and it feeds me like it's not.